1 Corinthians, chapter 7. Now concerning the things of which you wrote, it is good for a man not to have any sex with a woman. But, because of fornications, let each have his own wife, and let each woman have her own husband. Let the husband render to the wife her due, and likewise also the wife to the husband. The wife does not have power over her own body, but the husband, and likewise also the husband does not have power over his own body, but the wife. Do not deprive one another, except it is by consent for a season, that you may give yourselves to prayer, and may be together again, that Satan does not tempt you because of your lack of self-control. But this I say by way of concession, not of commandment. Yet I would that all men were even as I myself. Nevertheless, each has his own gift from God, one after this manner, and another after that. But I say to those who have never married and to the widowed, it is good for them if they stay even as I. But if they do not have self-control, let them marry, for it is better to marry than to burn. But to those who have married I give charge, yes not I, but the Lord, a wife is not to separate from a husband. But should she separate, let her stay unmarried, or let her be reconciled to the husband. And, a husband is not to leave a wife. But to the rest say I, not the Lord, if any brother has an unbelieving wife, and she gives her approval to dwell with him, let him not leave her. And if any wife has an unbelieving husband, and he gives his approval to dwell with her, let her not leave the husband. For the unbelieving husband has been accepted in the wife, and the unbelieving wife has been accepted in the brother, otherwise your children would be unaccepted, but as it is they are accepted. Yet if the unbelieving separates, let him separate, the brother or the sister has not been bound in such cases, but God has called you in peace. For how do you know, O wife, whether you will save the husband? Or how do you know, O husband, whether you will save the wife? Only as the Lord has distributed to each, as God has called each, so let him walk. And so I direct in all the churches. Was any man called being circumcised? Let him not become uncircumcised. Has any been called in uncircumcision? Let him not be circumcised. Circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing, but the keeping of the commandments of God. Let each stay in that calling in which he was called. Were you called being a slave? Do not care about it, but, if you can become free, use rather the opportunity to be free. For he who was called in the Lord being a slave, is the Lord's freedman, likewise he who was called being free, is Christ's slave. You were bought with a price, do not become slaves of men. Brothers, let each, in that calling in which he was called, stay in this with God. Now concerning the virgins I have no commandment of the Lord, but I give my judgment, as one who has obtained mercy of the Lord to be trustworthy. I think therefore that this is good by reason of the distress that is on us, namely, that it is good for a man to be as he is. Are you betrothed to a wife? Do not seek to break it off. Are you no longer betrothed to a wife? Do not seek a wife. But should you marry the virgin, you have not sinned, and if the virgin marries, she has not sinned. Yet such will have tribulation in the flesh, and I would spare you. But this I say, brothers, the time is shortened, that from now on both those who have wives may be as though they had none. And those who weep, as though they did not weep, and those who rejoice, as though they did not rejoice, and those who buy, as though they did not possess. And those who use the world, as not using it to the full, for the fashion of this world passes away. But I would have you to be free from cares. He who is unmarried is careful for the things of the Lord, how he may please the Lord. But he who is married is careful for the things of the world, how he may please the wife. And is divided. So also the unmarried woman and the virgin is careful for the things of the Lord, that she may be holy both in the body and in the spirit, but she who is married is careful for the things of the world, how she may please the husband. And this I say for your own profit, not that I may cast a snare on you, but for that which is seemly, and that you may attend on the Lord without distraction. But if any man thinks that he behaves himself unseemly toward his virgin, if she is past the flower of her age, and if need so requires, let him do what he will, he does not sin, let them marry. But he who stands steadfast in his heart, having no necessity, but has power as concerning his own will, and has determined this in his own heart, to keep his own virgin pure, will do well. So then both he who marries his own virgin does well, and he who does not marry will do better. A wife is bound for as long as her husband lives, but if the husband is dead, she is free to be married to whom she wants, only in the Lord. But she is happier if she stays as she is, after my judgment, and I think that I also have the Spirit of God.